Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you with good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about an ascension checkup. It's time for an update. Where are we in this ascension process? How are we doing? What's next? It's time to get ready for our summer solstice and the beginning of the new world we're creating in this process. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. Now, that might seem a long way away, but it will be here in a flash. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. And I also want to remind you that you can learn about all the upcoming cycles well ahead of time, get some great timing tips, and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For less than 8 cents per day, you can plan ahead and be prepared for good times to do important tasks. Plus, you'll be prepared for the major economic changes we're going through. To order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store or just call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? First of all, even though Mercury is now moving forward again, we're still in a tough period for lots of confusion, miscommunications, misleading information, and even deceit. This is due to the cycles of Mercury square Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron. We're now in the process of cleaning up all the confusion and mistakes as Mercury moves through this set of cycles one last time. Fortunately, those cycles peaked for the last of 3 times on this past Wednesday, June 9th. However, they're still in range through June 15th. So keep triple-checking all the details and everything you send out. It will soon be over. Thank heavens. This next cycle that I want to discuss is Sun square Saturn. This cycle actually peaked last Friday on June 5th, but it's still in range through tomorrow, June 13th. The cycle is associated with needing to handle a lot of responsibilities. You may find you have a lot of work to do and several deadlines piled on top of each other, so it can feel like a lot of work must be handled all at once. Fortunately, we're most of the way through the cycle, and if you haven't caught up by now, you still have today and tomorrow to finish, so keep at it. We also still have the tail end of Venus trine Pluto, which already peaked on June 8th. However, it stays in range through this Sunday, June 14th. This cycle can be extremely good for making a lot of money. Yes. However, because Pluto is retrograde, this large amount of money can take a little longer to get than you might expect. It's interesting that 10 banks decided to pay back their TARP money from the government this week during this cycle. So that's the good news for the government. This cycle also indicates that there's energy for a passionate love relationship. So I hope you enjoyed this one. Next, I want to talk about two configurations that we're already in range of, and they're peaking next Wednesday on June 17th. This is a combination of multiple cycles. The Sun is square to Uranus. That's the first one. And secondly, the Sun is trine to Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. So those three cycles right there. Wow, we love the latter ones. This combination of cycles suggests that some leaders are taking radical or unusual actions to move toward an expansive and healing vision that they're holding. So that's the good news, but expect the unexpected. Sun square Uranus can feel like an asteroid landing on your desk or home. So we could also witness disruptive actions or changes. On a more personal note, with the Sun square Uranus energy, you may be itching to do something completely different. And if so, go for it. This period is prime for trying out new ideas or taking some big leap of faith. Now, unexpected events can also occur with this energy, so take extra safety precautions. And at the very least, get some extra physical activity during this period, because we'll all be getting extra electrical energy during this cycle. And it'll be running through our bodies while this cycle remains in range through June 20th. So extra exercise will help release the excess energy in a healthy way. Now, the Sun trine Jupiter energy is excellent for high growth. But note that Jupiter is going to go retrograde on June 15th. So after that date, we'll start working on growing internally, both personally and for our businesses. For business, this usually means that they'll be working on new promotional programs, creating new products and services, and training new employees for their sales and marketing needs. For individuals, this means that our growth becomes more internally focused. We've put out a lot of energy, and now we pull back while we reevaluate how we best want to pursue our future growth and aspirations. Jupiter will move backwards or retrograde until October 13th. Now, also, the Sun trine Neptune energy is fabulous for creating anything visual, artistic, dancing, and anything related to flow. It's a great time to work on your vision board, which I've been encouraging you to do. So just get some poster board, which is very inexpensive, and cut out pictures from magazines of what you want in your life. Cut out anything that appeals to you as you flip through them quickly. Then put those pictures together and paste them on your poster board, and be sure to include photos of you and your family, since you need to be in your own vision board. Have fun. I found it to be extremely energizing and clarifying. Next, here's a little heads up. We're now in range of a series of three summer eclipses that are quite challenging. We could see eclipse events from June 7th, which was this past Sunday, through September 5th. The primary meaning of these three eclipses relates to a sudden need to reform old ideas or methods due to unexpected failures of existing systems and processes. So new methods are required to deal with the situation. And if you respond in your old routine ways, the universe will send you a tragic or violent response in order to remove the blockage. I hope you heard that, because this is very important. You must respond in new ways to these events in order to get a good outcome for everyone concerned, including you. So I want you to write this down on your calendar. If you experience any type of failure this summer, you must respond in new ways. Let's all avoid those tragic or violent removals of blockages. Write it on your calendar now. These three eclipses are as follows. July 7th, we have a lunar eclipse at 15 degrees Capricorn, 24 minutes. July 21st, we have a solar eclipse, in fact, a total solar eclipse, meaning it's more powerful, at 29 degrees Cancer, 27 minutes. On August 5th, we have a lunar eclipse at 13 degrees Aquarius, 43 minutes. And if you or your company have planets or personal points within 4 degrees of these positions or opposite them, then you or your business will be impacted by them. Just so you understand, you're in the boat with a lot of other folks. This series of eclipses is impacting both the USA chart and the Federal Reserve's chart. You're probably going to have a lot more fun than any of us will with these eclipses. So be sure you send President Obama plenty of good energy, because he's definitely going to be impacted by them. And speaking of both the federal government and the Federal Reserve, have you noticed that we now have a failed bond market? If you have any long-term bonds, get yourself out of them immediately. We have a lot of inflation ahead of us this year due to our Jupiter conjunct Chiron and Neptune cycle. So you've probably noticed that gasoline prices have gone up by about 40% lately. The same thing is going to happen to interest rates. They will continue to go higher and higher this year, and that means that any bond you own with a lower rate will be a losing investment. Bond prices have dropped precipitously while interest rates are soaring, in spite of the Fed buying up the largest amount of Treasury bonds in their history. This is no doubt one of the Fed's eclipse events. One thing to remember with this, there's no institution large enough to save the U.S. Treasury now that their bonds have gotten into this mess, and the Fed has failed in its efforts. So stick to three-month bonds or get out of all bonds, federal, municipal, or corporate now. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week, the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. To get your copy for the coming week, just visit AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link to this under What's New on the home page. Now, what's happening with the planet's ascension process and how does this impact you? When I come back after this short break, I'll be giving you an ascension checkup so you can understand what's going on. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Internationally recognized healing phenomenon, reconnective healing, is the subject of the best-selling book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, by Dr. Eric Pearl, featured in various media worldwide and most recently acclaimed in the new film, The Living Matrix. Reconnective healing allows us to transcend energy healing and technique to access a level of healing that can be used to help others and ourselves. Immerse yourself in these new frequencies of healing and learn an approach to healing that scientists have shown is very real. Come learn Reconnective Healing in Portland, Oregon, June 20th through 21st. For more information about the transformational healing power of Reconnective Healing and the upcoming Portland seminars, call Reconnective Healing instructor Christine Upchurch at 206-953-3573 or visit thereconnection.com. That's thereconnection.com.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about an ascension checkup so we can get a sense of where we're at in this process. And after that, I'll be taking your calls and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, what is this ascension process anyway? You may have heard about this process from some of my other shows or other people. The Earth is in the process of moving to a higher dimension in the next few years. Whoa, what does that mean? Well, first of all, for clarity, let's define the word dimension to mean a level of energy or a frequency associated with a particular level of consciousness. Right now, we live in third dimension. This is commonly associated with duality and polarity thinking. You probably recognize this type of thinking in many people around you. They talk about things in terms of something being good or bad, or us and them. In other words, polar opposites. That's what's known as polarity thinking or duality. It can be hard when we're caught up in the illusion of third dimension to remember that we're actually all one, and that all the things which seem to be opposites are just part of the same coin. Now, when we get our consciousness up to the level of unity consciousness, where we see everything as part of a bigger whole, and understand that we're a part of everything we see around us, then we get to a higher level of consciousness and a higher dimension. In this dimension, there are no victims and no perpetrators. That dimension is the fifth dimension, and it's where the Earth and all of us are headed. In a previous show last year on September 8th, I talked about planetary ascension and what was happening. So just a quick reminder of a little bit of that. But if you missed that show, I strongly encourage you to listen to it because it has a lot of valuable information that I can't share here again. Now, in that show, I explained that scientists know that the planet Earth has been raising its frequency for several years. Unfortunately, they don't have a clue why or how that's happening. But many psychics, channelers, and even the Mayan calendar have been learning and talking about this process for years. Presently, the Earth is traveling through part of the galaxy that has extremely high frequencies. Barbara Handclough called this the photon belt. As the Earth gets closer to the center of these high frequencies, the Earth's frequency is getting higher and higher. At some point in 2011 or 2012, the Earth's frequency will become high enough that it will shift to the fifth dimension. I've also heard that the Earth will split into multiple Earths, which will be in different dimensions. And the one that you end up on will depend on your level of consciousness. Now, personally, I doubt that anyone really knows for sure what's going to happen. But we're all in this grand game together. So, first of all, what does it mean that the Earth's frequency is changing and getting higher? This is a huge deal. All of us, I mean all animals and plants, including humans, have had the same frequency as the Earth for billions of years. So now that it's changing to a higher frequency, we must change our frequency in order to stay here on Earth. This is very important. Basically, we cannot continue to live and work in the same ways we've been doing so for eons. If we don't shift by voluntarily changing our patterns, we won't be able to stay here on Earth. You may even know someone who is on a path of self-destruction. We all have these various methods of sabotaging ourselves. Some of us do it in a much bigger way, though. That person may be on drugs, overeating to the point of obesity, and even making choices which are a major threat to their health. Or perhaps it's a less severe pattern. It might be something like holding on to grudges about what others have done to you. Or perhaps you continue to undermine your own goals with choices you feel helpless to control. It doesn't really matter what the actual pattern is. What matters is that we need to be willing to give up these old patterns that aren't helping us anymore, patterns that don't serve us in a positive way. We've had some of these patterns for many lifetimes. Just consider how most of us have been trained to believe in scarcity, lifetime after lifetime. So we manage to continue creating that, even though we live in an abundant universe. That's certainly an interesting type of mastery, but it's not one that serves us any longer. What's important to understand is that we must let go of these old patterns and blockages in order to ascend to a higher dimension with the Earth. And for that matter, we need to do it just to stay here at all. Back in November 2003, the Earth started to separate into different dimensions. You may have noticed that you no longer work or live with some of the same people you were working or living with in 2003. If that's the case, it's just a sign that you and the other people have different levels of consciousness. You're headed to a different dimension, and you may not have much contact with those people anymore. In addition, some of your loved ones, friends, or colleagues may have died. Often that occurs because a person is unwilling to change enough of their patterns so they can continue to match the rising frequency of the Earth. Once we're too far out of sync with the higher frequency of the Earth, we physically just can't stay here any longer. The good news is that the universe is helping us to break through these old patterns. You might recall that we have a very challenging series of eclipses occurring this summer that are looking for all of us impacted by them to come up with a new pattern. I mentioned this a little earlier in this show. Plus, we're having five peaks of the Saturn opposite Uranus cycle between last year's Election Day and July 2010. The next one will occur on September 15th. So any intolerable situations that are occurring then will be up for changes. But that's not all. Late on June 20th on the West Coast, we have the summer solstice. This occurs in the wee hours of the morning on June 21st for the East Coast. This is a major point in our year, the longest day of the year, and the cycles for this moment indicates what's happening for the whole summer. Now, what do you think the energies might be telling us for that moment? Well, that we need to transform ourselves. Yes, you know it. It's all about making permanent changes, and not just any changes. We're talking about changing our core selves, how we create, what we think and feel, how we live from moment to moment, so that we can change our consciousness and frequency to a higher level. This solstice is bringing in a whole new level of higher energies, and these energies can be challenging if we're unwilling to make the necessary changes that are being demanded of us all. So we're all in this boat together. Even those who understand a lot about the ascension and have consciously been working with this process for years and years are still in the same boat of making permanent changes to ourselves so we can keep pace with the higher frequency changes of Mother Earth. This isn't going to stop anytime soon. We have to continually make these changes so we're ready to shift into fifth dimension when the Earth is ready to do that. That could take another 2 to 3 years, but we don't know exactly when it will happen. One thing to notice about the energies of this eclipse, we're all being called to examine our entrenched emotional patterns. Yes, I'm talking about how we respond to new challenges, to other people, to even our own goals. It's almost always our emotional response patterns that prevent us from releasing old patterns and negative thoughts. So start noticing these things and determine which ones you want to let go of first, second, and third. Prioritize them. 2 weeks ago on my show, I had a guest, Denise Montalvo. She talked about new techniques to release old patterns quickly. And if you missed that show, I encourage you to listen to it in the archives. Look for the May 29th show on both the Dr. Pat archives for my shows and on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And you'll get some good ideas for how these issues can be easily released in literally a few hours. Even issues that have been hanging on for lifetimes can be released in a few hours. It's worth it. Now, some of you may feel like you've been in a holding pattern for quite a while, and this is because most of us in this situation have been waiting for other pieces of the puzzle to get into place before we can move ahead. If you're in this situation, I want to encourage you to go read the writings of Karen Bishop on her website, EmergingEarthAngels.com. That's Emerging, E-M-E-R-G-I-N-G, Earth Angels, A-N-G-E-L-S.com. And she says that after this solstice, most of these puzzle pieces will be in place and will be ready to forge ahead in creating whatever we're here to do. This is actually a very exciting time. Many changes are occurring on Earth. As we change ourselves, the systems that we have in place in society will change too. They cannot stay the same. And all these changes and the speed with which they're occurring can be daunting. So I want to leave you with a metaphor for handling them. Imagine that you're a gyroscope. A gyroscope becomes more and more stable by spinning faster and faster. You can become centered and stabled with all these changes occurring by staying in your heart and using your intuition. This will always steer you right, so never go against your intuition and stick with it no matter what. And pay attention to what's going on in your heart, because that's the real heart of the matter. That's your integrity. Start noticing what's in your heart, and don't make a choice that's out of integrity with that. When that happens, the integrity of the entire gyroscope fails, and the gyroscope cannot spin. So as we continue this ascension process, remember to stay in your heart and use your intuition. You'll be safe and on your path if you do. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, B.C., courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfgoGreen.com. That's PerfgoGreen.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-5400. 1370.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenges. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's actually start off with Pop Top. Oh, and real fast before we go to Pop Top, he was calling in from Seattle. Just want to remind all of the callers calling in, we'll get to you as quick as we can. It's very important to have your birth date and time of day on when you were born. The information is very important for Madeline because she does put it into a little bit of a system here. And it comes off as a better reading the closer you are to your birth time. So just want to send that out there. And let's see, Pop Top.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, right. Well, it makes a big difference from in the morning to evening. So,
5 minutes could make a difference.
Exactly. So, Pop Top from Seattle's calling in. He wants to look for some romance. Let's see. He was born 12/24 of 72, so he's a Christmas Eve baby at 9:52 a.m. in Columbus, Ohio. So, Pop Top, welcome to Cosmic Connections.
Thank you, Benny.
Hi, Pop Top.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing awesome.
Great. What's happening in your romance department?
The most positive way I could put it is it's been interesting the last year.
Been interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, out with it.
I would say if anything, I've been just learning a lot of good lessons and finding out what it is I truly desire and focusing on that.
Ah, very good. And what's your intention around romance at this time? Have you been married or?
Actually, I've never been married or I've had a few relationships here and there, but other than that, I'm a 36-year-old kid with a lot of maturity.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to tell you a little bit just about relationships in general for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dating, and romance for you is a really important piece, and are you artistic at all?
Very.
I thought you might be. And what kind of artistic work do you do?
Music and been doing a lot of drawing and
great.
Writing.
That's
a lot
great.
Of channeling also.
All of those things are great. They're fabulous for you. They're right on target. What I would want you to remember is that because you have this great artistic sense, when you are out on a date, you actually have in the back of your mind a picture of who Miss Wright is.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're going through a date, you actually have a sort of a checklist in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very ideal checklist, you know. Should be, you know, A and B and C and 20 other things. And mm-hmm. So, you know, as you're talking to the person, you're actually relating it back to your checklist.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of your mind, you're saying, okay, she's got this quality and that quality. She said this or she did that. So she fits in this puzzle piece and that puzzle piece. So there's a certain tendency to actually always relate to your to the picture in your mind, to the ideal, rather than to the person in front of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's easy for you, because you're so good artistically, it's easy for you to be more in relationship to your ideal person than it is to be talking to the person in front of you. Be focused on relating to the person in front of you.
I understand.
That you make sense. Okay, good. So, so I just want you to keep that in mind as you're going out on these dates, because you'll have this happen to you, and I just want you to try and get yourself back into the present moment of relating to the person that you're actually
right.
talking to,
because
that's more important than your checklist.
I agree, and that's a I think that's one of the biggest lessons I've been learning is and. On an intuitive level, that's what's been coming to me.
Okay, excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. That's fabulous. Now, are you dating anybody at this point?
I would not really. I think more so. I just have a lot of awesome people that are dancing around in my head.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason I'm asking you is because. You are actually going through a major transformational period for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, frequently your relationships transform too. It's because you are going to make permanent changes to yourself, become more of who you truly authentically are, to discover who you truly are. And as you do this, you're going to let go of a lot of, you know, old conditioning, old patterns that are not really helpful to you, that are not really actually serving you in any positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do this, you see, people that are already in your life, as you change, that's somewhat of a threat to them in terms of their relationship to you, because they have to change too in order to continue matching your frequency changes, your energy changes. You see, as you let go of old patterns, your energy changes, and then in order for them to stay in relationship with you, you know, other people have to change too, and that can be very threatening to people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find yourself in a relationship at this time, it's likely to be one that is very transformational for you. In other words, this person will be an agent who comes in to literally transform yourself to a higher level.
Uh-huh.
The hard part about this is that if the person, you can mistake a person, you know, for doing that who is trying to control you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not looking for someone to control you, but that's how it can come in. It can come in as somebody doing power plays on you. And if you see that type of situation developing, then that's not the positive transformational person that is trying to assist you. They are out of bounds, basically.
Uh-huh.
You see, that they should be trying to transform themselves first. But the right person will be in the process of transforming themselves, and as they're transforming, you'll be transformed too.
Awesome.
Okay, so look for that person, and
okay.
That's going on for the rest of this year and part of next year as well. It's just a process. It's not going to be quick. And
okay.
When you get through this process, you'll be different. And so, you know, any relationships that you develop now may or may not stay around. It depends on whether or not they choose to transform with you.
Right.
Okay.
I
understand. I mean, it's a temporary situation, you know, for a couple of years, and then you'll get past it. So it won't last forever. But it's actually a very important situation. I mean, it's one of the key pivotal areas that happens to people. So stay focused and call me if you have a situation that gets too intense.
Yeah, I'm actually going to give you a call pretty soon and get a personal consultation.
Great. I'm so glad to hear that. And do you have my phone number?
Actually, I do.
Great. That's fantastic. Thank you for calling in, Pop Top. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Take care.
Cool. Thanks very much, Pop Top. And Madeline, let's run off to a quick break now.
Okay, that sounds
good.
And when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the day. Also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number. That's 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, My 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. Vinny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go off to Kirkland. We have Susan calling in now. And let's see. She's got some, looks like some problems with her finances. She's in a holding pattern, like at SeaTac, you know. There's planes have backed up a little bit. She's kind of flying around wondering what's going on here.
Right.
Let's see here. 9-8-53. So September 8th of 53 is when she was born at 6:15 a.m. in New York, New York. So, Susan, welcome to the Cosmic Connection Show with Madeline.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I have gone through the past couple of years one hellhole after another, and I keep coming out of them. And what you were saying before about, you know, the universe is telling you to change. Well, I need to change. I know this. Right now, I'm in a financial, I've been through some very major betrayals financially.
Wow.
And I want to, at this point, where I am right now, I'm in a holding pattern. I need to make some major decisions, and I need to move, and I mean my home, and I need to move in my life. And
well, when you move your home, that will move a lot of energy, and so a lot of things will change just in doing that. You know, I'm not sure if you know about feng shui, but many, many things change when you move things physically, move things. And so that will help quite a bit. One thing I see here in your chart is that, first of all, you probably are going through a time period where you have a lot of responsibilities or there's a lot of obstacles in your way. Is that basically what's going on? Yeah. This is going to let up a little bit later this year, and that'll be the last of it. You probably went through some of it last year as well, but particularly this year, it probably has been hard. And you're basically, if I could just tell you the purpose of that situation, you're basically restructuring your identity. You're coming up with a new identity for yourself. And so you're letting go of a lot of things that just aren't important to you anymore, things that aren't really serving you in a lot of ways. And so sometimes we're reluctant to let go of relationships. And in this situation, you end up in, if it's appropriate for that relationship to go and you're not willing to give it up, you know, it can end in a bad way. So that's kind of the one of the major cycles that's going on. And this restructuring of your identity is going to last for probably another, I don't know, year and a half, something like that. I could tell you more precisely if I had more time.
I think I'm going to call you because
that's great.
I can't take anymore.
I'm
at the point where I feel like God hates me. And I believe in your feng shui. I moved out of my bedroom because I thought it's bad feng shui and moved downstairs.
Okay.
Every time I got to get out of that house altogether. I think the feng shui in this house is horrible.
Right.
No, I'm sorry.
So,
Go ahead.
Actually, what I wanted to tell you is the good news about this year. I know it can be hard to focus on this, but if you will focus on it, it will be much easier for this to happen. It's easy for you to stay focused on all these obstacles and responsibilities, but if you will instead just start thinking about that, you know, you're not having obstacles and responsibilities so much as you are getting restructured. You see, your identity and who you are is being restructured so you can become a new person. And start thinking of it from that perspective. You know, put a different frame
around. I don't want to lose everything in the turnaround. I like the idea of the identity, but I don't want to lose everything while I'm going through it.
That frequently is one of the ways we come up with the new identity, though.
Well, I
understand
most,
what you're saying. It can be very challenging. It can be very challenging to go through it. But what I want you to focus on is that there is a fabulous set of cycles that's occurring for you that can bring you quite a lot of money and work and good things for your career. What is your career?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I've been a parent. parent for the past 10, 12 years. I need to get
work. This
is
a very expansive time for you. If there is anyone in this world that I would tell you to go do a vision board, it would be you. This is the most perfect time for you to sit down and figure out what you want in your life, what kind of work you would be willing to do, you know, what would excite you. You know, just start flipping through magazine pages and cutting out pictures. They could be from ads, from anything. And just put them together on a poster board. These are very cheap. A dollar or a dollar and a half at the most for a poster board. And so put them together and you will look at it every day and your subconscious will go off and find a way to create it. You have a fabulous cycle here, a fabulous cycle for making a very expansive change in your life that could be fabulous for your career, for your income. You just have to envision it first. And while you're focused on all these negative things that are happening to you, you're missing the boat.
Okay.
You need to change your focus to what's possible. And, you know, when you give up things, lots of things are possible. New things can move in place of it. So expand your thinking, you know. Could you go work on a cruise ship? Just as an example. You don't have, you know, if you're not tied down with a bunch of family people anymore.
I have two kids.
You have two
I would
kids.
Love to
okay.
do that.
Okay. Okay. So think about what's possible in that situation. You might move in with other people. You know, you might come up with some other ideas, you know, in a community or so forth. But you have at this point the ability to really expand your work, your day-to-day life, your career, and your income.
Can I just ask one last thing?
Yep, do it quickly because we're almost out of time.
Okay, what about the prosperity thing? I'm in a lot of cash right now, and I want to move forward with that, do something, but I'm afraid to because of the markets right now where they
get
are.
Get some gold. Get some
what?
Gold coins. Get some gold coins.
That's what I was thinking of doing, gold.
Yes. I'll follow your intuition. Get some gold coins. Go to one of the coin shops and, you know, price them out. Call them and ask them what their price is on gold, but do it within an hour. Call them within an hour because the price of gold changes all the time. And find out what they've got in stock. Okay? And that's
yeah.
your best bet, because it will probably go up greatly this year and next year, too.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Do you have too much to do? That's just another way to stay in lack. Feeling overwhelmed or anxious about all your tasks just ensures that you will continue to feel more and more overwhelmed and have more and more of the too much to do. Instead, start a new story or mantra. I have more than enough time to get everything done on my list. Put this on your computer, your bathroom mirror, on the dash in your car, and any other place where you could see it a lot. The more often you think this thought, the more you will create having more than enough time. When you start seeing yourself as having enough time, your life will flow better and you'll have a lot more prosperity. Now, next Friday, on June 19th, I'll have astrologer and modern-day alchemist Angela Nicastro on my show. And she'll be back to talk to us specifically about this upcoming solstice and what the energy suggests for the coming season. And I'll also take your calls next week, so be sure to tune in for that. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides and order your newsletters, so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.